You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Welcome back to my live shows. We were off for about 4 weeks doing replays, and I'm so excited to be home, back from Europe and Africa for the Endemic Project documentary. Any of you who have been following my journey, this has been 2.5 years in the making, I guess longer than that now. And we are finally wrapping the third installation of the docu-trilogy. And it's been a wild ride. I can't wait to catch you guys up. I have a full house today, lots of guests. And it's been a great time. I missed you guys. I missed being live. I found out what works best for me is to not be streaming shows while I'm traveling. That was a lot to manage, and Wi-Fi and, you know, just logistics of that. So it's better to do the replays. So thank you for being patient for new shows. Happy holidays. I left right after Halloween, and it's now Christmas time. So I hope everyone's well. Some updates. We have submitted the first film to a couple film festivals, notable ones, Sundance, Tribeca. We're waiting to hear back on how that goes. We have a private screening, January 21st, which happens to be my birthday, in Park City, Utah, around Sundance Week up there. So we'll be putting tickets live soon if you want to join us there. And I'm sure we'll be doing some updates on the air. Shout out to Sam. Thank you for holding things down for me while I was gone and doing the replays. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce you guys to Kelly from Karakit. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Glad you're back. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm back in one piece, Kelly.
Good.
It's good to see you smiling and happy and missed your face. And, you know, seeing a lot of your brand really take off on social media, I've seen that you've done some additional efforts and I've been tracking you. Why don't we catch everybody up on Karakit, your journey, who you are, and go ahead and tell them.
Sure. I'm Kelly Witten. I was diagnosed with breast cancer really right when the pandemic started. So of April of 2020. At the time, my kids were 2 and 5 years old. So it was a struggle, to say the least, to get through, you know, chemo, radiation, 3 surgeries, all while, you know, being a mom and trying to, you know, stay away from COVID. So it was quite a challenge.
Wow.
So, yeah. And in the process of doing that, though, you know, people started asking me, how can I help and what can I do? We couldn't do the same things, I would say, in a non-pandemic time. Like, people couldn't come with me to the chemo sessions, and we couldn't, you know, hang out on the days that I was feeling well. But even without that, I had no idea what anyone can do. I hadn't been through it. I had really no concept. So I was starting to get, you know, beautiful gifts from people who were just like, well, I want to do something. I don't know what it is. You know, it would be flowers or food baskets or, you know, really wonderful things that warmed my heart, you know, in an amazing way, just from friends and family that were able to do that. But at the same moment, I would be going to the doctor's offices and talking to the nurses and talking to other patients. And they would say, oh, you really need to get this. And this is what has really worked for me. This is for all the at-home side effects, not anything that, you know, your doctors are in charge. They need to do the stuff to beat the cancer and anything else, you know, in the medical portion of this. But, you know, the at-home stuff is pretty critical. I mean, you lose pretty much all of the moisture in your body. You know, the chemo goes after all of the fastest moving cells. So that's your hair, you know, so your skin, you know, you get really dry, it sucks moisture out. So, you know, it would be anything from, like, you know, vitamin E oil on your nails, because they're going to start chipping, and certain toothpastes and toothbrushes, and how to stay hydrated when water tastes like metal, which is what it did for me, you know, and food tastes terrible as well. So in that process, and of talking to a lot of women, I'm in business, and that was my career and background. And, you know, I just said, why isn't anyone doing this? Why isn't anyone listening to all of the women who have done this and actually putting together a list of all of those at-home products that someone could just get a package of? They wouldn't have to think about it or worry about it. Their friends and family could come together and all, you know, chip in to do something. And then what we've done is sort of step that up another level to do an instruction card that goes in each of the kits. And that's from the point of view of women who have been there before. So, you know, little paragraphs to say, hey, listen, you know, a great story that we have is from some women that I learned a lot from along the way, but they were like, you have to put a lint roller. And I was like, a lint roller? I don't get it. Like when you start shedding or, and they said, no, it's because whenever you shave your head, when you lose your hair, you have to go through that shave. And they would use the lint roller and it would take all those pokey hairs that could even be painful when you would lay down, take them all out. And it's not something that you would know otherwise. It's just take someone having been through it and learning. And, you know, telling their story. So we've collected the stories from a lot of women. You know, we've done interviews, we've done electronic surveys to try and get the list of the most effective at-home products that someone going through treatment needs. And we have kits for chemo, radiation, and surgery. We're working on our men's kit, which will launch in January. We're also working on a caregiver's kit because the truth is somebody who is taking care of someone going through this journey, it's difficult. There's no question. So, and I think it's important, you know, I would have given these at the time, you know, my neighbor was, you know, the, you know, angel from heaven. She just was there every day, everything that I needed. Yes. I would have loved to have sent her something. I mean, I definitely did. And, you know, in my own way, but like something that comes from the heart and comes from the perspective of people going through this journey and process. So that's what we try and do. Take that information, take that research and put it into the product.
Yeah. And, you know, I think inside of a pandemic, you were fighting a personal pandemic, you know, so you weren't just doing the thing that we all were relating to in that time. You had this other layer. And in that moment, you were being the change you wanted to see in the world. You know, that's one of my favorite quotes, I think Gandhi, you know, has out there. And I find that really, really inspirational. And that's what the startup's about. You really literally did the top three stressful three things in the world, right? You're fighting cancer, you're taking care of your family, and then you're launching a brand. I mean, yes. I don't understand like how you did it. What tips could you give people who are just dealing with starting up a business without the outside of the things?
You know, it's funny. I'm generally an optimist, to be honest. I always think that you are the energy, right, that you put out into the world, you know, similar to you, I know, that you know, when you're focusing on how you can do good, even though everyone wanted to help me, to be honest, I wanted to help other people. I suddenly understood what it was like for all of those other women that I had. I mean, I'd known other people. I sent flowers before, right? I had no idea what this journey was like. And I, you know, whenever I get that information, all I can do is act on what, you know, has been given to me at the time and use whatever skills that I have and bring to the situation to try and make it better for other people. I really am driven by that. I'm not necessarily religious, but I really am, you know, the idea that if you're putting good out into the world, that's just about the best that you can do and the most important thing that you can do. And, you know, running a startup is not easy by any stretch, right? You have to have resources and funds. You have to have a vision. You have to be able to research and understand that marketplace. I have a team of people now, you know, one, you know, that does digital advertising. We have a 501c3 arm now that's called Cara Kit Cares. We want to give these kits to women in need, in addition to being a resource for folks who just want to purchase these for people in their lives. So, you know, to me, it's bringing all of the pieces together, understanding really what those priorities are for you, you know, being able to balance them as well in your own life. But really every day focusing in on, you know, what can I do now to fulfill this goal and maybe not getting as bogged down with the little things or with the emotional things and just saying like, all right, this is my purpose. This is my passion. What am I doing about it today? What decisions am I making to further that?
That's a really good tip. And I think kind of navigating, you know, your niche in the market, identifying the market, the need there. You did that from, you know, I think they say the best business ideas, startup ideas come from a niche, a need in the niche. And you fulfilled that going through the journey. So firsthand, you're trying this and you can speak to the products. And I wonder if your startup was similar to some of mine, especially with these films, because I sure didn't know how I was going to do it, did not see the whole path, but just kept stepping forward in faith, knowing that there's a reason why I'm doing it and I feel inspired to do it. Did you draw your partners to you in that way? How did some of your partners that are in the kit, and I know that you have some of the items, if you could hold them up, whatever you have, show maybe the box or do you have anything?
Yeah, I don't have it with me, but I can point to some of the stuff that's right here. So, you know, it's funny where it is.
Those pins when we're in class.
Yeah, a little laser.
Laser.
Yeah. Those are hydration drops.
Okay.
You know, I didn't know about these before going through this process. I'm sure if you are an athlete, you understand this a little bit more. You know, obviously when you are, you know, going through this, but, you know, being dehydrated for anyone is potentially a concern. You know, we really need hydration in our body to live. You know, you should drink, what is it? Eight cups of water, probably more, 64 ounces a day. To make sure that you, get on it, get the water bottle.
Okay. All right.
Here you go.
Shout out to Skin View. All right. I got my water.
It's really important. It's like the number one thing for health to keep doing it. But again, whenever you're going through, especially chemo, you just do not feel like drinking. So if you're adding, you add a few drops of this to your water, for me, at least water tasted terrible. So I was like, well, if I'm going to drink it, you know, and this is really doesn't have any taste to it, but I was like, I don't really care. As long as I'm packing a punch in the hydration that I'm taking in the water that I'm drinking, then that was okay. But again, even if you're an athlete or you're not great at drinking water or whatever those things are, this just adds extra hydration into the regular cups of water that you're drinking. And that is really, really important to do. So we have that in our chemo kits. You know, it's funny, a lot of the products in the chemo care packages are focused on hydration. We do this cream called Mother of All Creams that I absolutely love.
I've tried that cream. Wow. You know,
it's amazing. You put it's on amazing. Your skin at the end of a day, like in the summer when you're wearing sandals all over, and it's like, whoa, you wake up and it's great. I found this during treatment, but everything starts to crack. And they actually, you know, we have socks in the kits as well. They warn you about your feet, especially because there's a lot of bacteria, obviously, on the ground. If you get cracks in your heels or feet, it's a great place for the bacteria to come in. Because chemo is really attacking those white blood cells, you don't have enough of that sort of army to come back and fight those infections, which is why you're so vulnerable going through chemo. So we have this cream that will really, you know, smooth out the rough parts. And then you put the socks on, you know, you really should not be walking around barefoot while you're in treatment in chemo, because you just don't know what's going to sort of get in there and can cause you problems ultimately. So those are a couple of other things that are in there. We have lip balm. We do a vitamin E oil. Part of the reason why there's such specific products as well is because you really cannot have products with chemicals, dyes, fragrances, parabens, sulfates. You know, the doctors will tell you all of these things. I didn't understand that. And I was like, oh my God, I have to redo my medicine cabinet. I have to go back and chuck everything that I was using, all of the body washes and the soaps and all the lovely stuff, and just put it in a box and then bring it back out afterwards. And so this is one of those, you know, natural products you can put there. You can put on rough patches. You can use on your face. You can use anywhere on your body, really, but that you know that it is safe and okay to use. And again, your doctors are going to be the best. You know, we do this from our perspective as people who have been through this. And it's not just me. It's a lot of the women that work with Karakit. But always check with the doctor. Man, I love my doctors. I think they're amazing human beings.
You had an army of
them. Oh my gosh. Now, you really do. Yeah.
We're getting around Christmas time. So you guys check out Karakit for your loved one, your friend, anyone that needs this is a big kit of love. That's inspirational. And I was able to re-gift to a couple of ladies that are on the better side of this. And thanks to you, and give everybody your handle. We have to run, but we want to have you back. Where can we order?
Yeah. Go to www.karakit.com. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Karakits with an S. And then the charity arm is Karakit Cares, which we are, to be honest, are just gearing up for. But we're really focused on next year to make sure we give away a lot of kits, to be totally honest. But we want to allow other people to add into that kitty to be able to help service the women that reach out to us, because having a little luxury really essential support from products that you need, and just, you know, joy and love. That's what we're trying to share with these kids. So
here's the season, and you're going to see Care Kit around some of the events we're doing coming up. Thank you for taking time on this Sunday, Kelly, and I will see you very soon again.
See you soon. Thanks so much.
All right, dear. Good to see you.
You too.
All right, you guys, that was Kelly with Care Kit. I have a special guest today with Amex. He's got a giveaway. He's going to tell you more about it. Brett, are you here?
I'm here. Thanks so much for having me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Nice to see you. Thank you so much for taking time.
My pleasure.
So why don't you introduce yourself? Tell everyone about yourself and what you're doing with Amex. We can't wait to hear.
Sure. So my name's Brett Sussman. I lead sales and marketing at Cabbage from American Express. For those of you not familiar with Cabbage, Cabbage is an all-digital cash flow management solution that American Express bought about 2 years ago. And it really is intended to give you some of that visibility, particularly now during the holiday season when small business owners need it most.
Wonderful. We need visibility and we need to be able to move funds around. Can you get a little more specific for, say, those startups that are, you know, in the incubations period about to launch and maybe they want to join?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the biggest things that we're seeing during this holiday season is there's a lot more costs that small business owners are seeing. And I would argue that this holiday season is even more complex than previous years. And 53 of small business owners that we surveyed in a recent holiday study said costs are going up for them. And it's really coming from a few places. Their marketing costs are going up because they really want to stand out these days. And there's a lot of noise and clutter out there. It's costing more for their employees, hiring employees, retaining employees, and even offering some holiday bonuses. The last thing that we're seeing is small businesses are worried about their supply chain. And so they're stocking up early. And they're diversifying their suppliers. So all of that is leading them to look at cash flow management solutions. 60% said, I want to make sure that I have the adequate capital this season. So the great news is Cabbage from American Express is a great option. We currently have a digital line of credit product up to $250,000 that we're giving small business owners. And if you apply now, you can get a $250 cash credit if you are
approved.
And that's right now going through February. And that really is in recognition of the holiday season and in recognition of a recent holiday that we're one of the founding partners of Shop Small, which was the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Wonderful, Brett. This is music to my ears, to my startup ears. I know myself navigating different things that I've been doing. You know, qualifying when you're first starting, what does it look like for someone to qualify for your program? And, you know, if they maybe don't have a line of credit, business line of credit, or maybe they just got a business account, what are the steps they need to take to qualify?
Yeah. So it's really important for small business owners. And what we'd say is we've created an all digital application, right? So you can complete this in less than 10 minutes or less. We're looking at some of your personal information. We're looking at some of your business information. And we're really looking to hopefully give you that growth potential you need. So we'll give you a line of credit somewhere between $2,000 and, as I said, $250,000 based on your background. And what's so exciting about this product is you have a line, you don't have to pay anything for it. It's waiting there when you need it. And really what we offer is a lot of flexibility with this, that you can take a 6-month, a 12-month, an 18-month loan under this line. So maybe you have, you know, a short-term need, something broke at the store, so you need to fix it now. Or maybe you have a little bit of a longer-term need that you want to create new signage, you're opening a second location, maybe you want a 12 or 18-month loan. Really, we're putting the flexibility in your hands.
Beautiful. Now, I'll give you a little bit of feedback here, especially in the entertainment space. A lot of times people are starting projects like myself with the pandemic project and the documentary I've been doing. Oftentimes you're finding you do need that. You know, maybe something happened on the road and you need to change your flight and you don't want to take that cash out of the business account. How can startups that say maybe they're under 100,000, they don't have a traditional banking situation? I know a lot of entrepreneurs in my my business, they get sponsorships or capital through the digital area of Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and they need to move that into the traditional banking. How do you speak to that market? I know a lot of banks want to see it under a traditional banking umbrella. What do you foresee for that genre, would you say?
Yeah. You know, one thing that we think is an important option that people should think about is your traditional credit card or charge card, right? And that's something that American Express has had for a number of years. And I think that is an opportunity that a lot of my friends in the startup space is saying, make sure I have a credit card or a charge card with a appropriate line. And that may be the first thing that you use. And I think the great thing is, as you build a relationship with maybe an institution like American Express, and we see, you know, how you're growing and how well you're doing, you know, we're going to, over time, increase your limits. So as you get a big project or there's an opportunity coming down the pike, we're here to help you. We're here to support you.
Wonderful. This sounds great. So how can people find you? Is there any special code or any special access to get straight to you and get the funds for these startups?
Yeah, I would say the first thing to look for is you can look up Cabbage Line of Credit. You know, and you'll find that offer that we talked about. I think the other thing that I'll talk about right now for this audience is American Express also has partnered with TikTok in something called the Shop Small Accelerator. And
Mark,
that is part of Small Business Saturday, which is a tremendous holiday that sits the Saturday after Thanksgiving between, you know, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and really is a day that we should focus on the entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And your small business owner spent about $18 billion on that day, and 17 and consumers spent with small businesses on that day. And the consumers that we talked to said this really, you know, motivated them to continue to shop with small business owners over the course of the holiday season. And one of the things we're really seeing as a need from our community is that, you know, online sales is becoming a bigger portion of their total holiday season, and specifically social media spending. Yeah. And so we really partnered with TikTok because we want to help small business owners attract Gen Z population and that millennial population. And so we have on the americanexpress.com/shopsmallaccelerator, we have tools and tips from the creator community on how can you make your brand stand out in this time? How can you use hashtags and music and trends really to stand out right now? And we're offering $100 advertising credit for TikTok as well.
Beautiful. What a way to just get a shot in the arm for the marketing. And you're really speaking to what is trending. And I think you're ahead of the game because Amex is, if you look anywhere in the world, Amex is a trusted brand and it is been around forever. And anywhere you go around the globe, you feel like you're being taken care of with Amex. So way to address that. And it takes a little bit, shaves a little bit off on your marketing because TikTok is the way to market these days.
Yeah. And as you know, some of the stats we see is 46% of Gen Z has shopped on TikTok. 42% of millennials have shopped on TikTok. And those rates are only going up. And you may not be as familiar as a small business owner with some of those tools. So let's help you get the education and the tutorial you need, because we don't really want you to miss out on these attractive populations for your products.
Do you foresee anything? This is just kind of a random question, but I'm in the airport very often. Do you foresee any partnerships in the lounges for small businesses as they travel, you know, to network maybe with a TikTok day or anything, any bonuses there in the airport lounges?
Yeah, I probably can't speak to anything coming.
Okay, I thought I'd try.
I'm grateful that you're using the lounges. I think they're a wonderful asset, you know, of many of our American Express cards as well.
Yes, yes. Well, we're excited. And what anything else in 2023 that you're excited about for Amex and startups? I think you're going to continue this as you launch it. Anything else we should keep our eyes open for with Amex?
The other thing I will say, which Amex recently launched, is we launched a high yield business checking account for small business owners.
And that's exciting.
And so now from American Express, you can get a business checking account that offers a 1.3% APY, wow, no monthly fees. And it comes, you know, it's an all digital business checking account. And it comes with the brand security and trust that you would expect from American Express. Beautiful. We're really excited about that. And we'll be continuing to promote that heavily in 2023.
Well, I'll be joining your checking account program. So be on the lookout for me, because I'll definitely be doing that for my film arm. And great to see your smiley face, Brett. And thank you so much for bringing this to my viewers and listeners. I think that you're going to see some people attracted to this.
No, thanks so much. And, you know, there's many options out there for digital cash flow management solutions these days. Go research them, explore them, and I know it'll lead to a merry holiday season for all your listeners.
I love it. And give us your handles, or I think it's, you said the backslash was, why don't you give that to us one more time?
Sure. AmericanExpress.com/ShopSmallAccelerator. That is our TikTok tools. Please check it out. I think it'll be really helpful for everyone.
I'm going to join. I'm going to follow your page today. Thank you, Brett, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. See you soon. All right, you guys, that was Brett. So get your Amex on, you guys. They're giving, I think, $250 if you sign up for lines of credit starting, I believe, at $1,000 to $250,000. So take a little pressure off yourself monthly. And revolve that and build business credit. I think if once you file for your EIN, your entity identification number, which is like your business's social security number, once you open that checking account, you know, you can get a line of credit and look on that. I think that that's going to take a little, shave a little off for your marketing if you're doing it through TikTok and Amex. What a smart branding marriage that was with Brett. So very cool. So we're going to shift gears here a little bit. We're going to bring Johnny on. Johnny, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, Johnny. How's it going?
I had to pause Radiohead. I was.
You're jamming out, huh? A little bit. All right, you guys. So if you didn't see Johnny, I think you were on, what, like 4 months ago, Johnny? Or Johnny was on earlier this year. And we're shifting gears. We're covering a lot of different startups. Johnny is in these documentary film startup space, like myself. You know, he's got his hands in many different pots, but he's here to speak specifically about Justice for Demetrius. So Johnny, introduce yourself and your project, please.
Okay. Yeah. John Corus, Johnny Corus. My dad's John Corus, so it's hard to differentiate us. You know, if you like type in John Corus, he pops up everywhere. So I was called Johnny as a little kid. And you can go by that now as well, like my close friends. I consider you one of those. We started this production company called Saturday Sun Productions to talk about my captain, my freshman year at Notre Dame, a gentleman named Demetrius Dubose, who is this beautiful, bright, shining light of a human being, was our leader, was an All-American, and played in the NFL for 4 years.
And he's just a second, Johnny. Okay.
Yeah.
We're having a little static here.
Are you?
Go ahead and mute your mic for a minute and then unmute it. And let's see if that works. All right. Johnny is just giving us an intro here. All right. Want to go ahead and start again, Johnny.
All right. So, okay, hold on.
Okay. We're going to hold. We got a little static here. Guys, while Johnny does that, if you're not following me on Instagram, give me a follow. At the Startup with Monique Laray, and spelling of my name is right below here. Also, you can get on Capricorius Media. It's got a lot of my events and film updates there. And then let's see if Johnny will be back now.
All right, how's that?
Are we good? It's this weird little static.
I'm going to switch over to something else.
He'll be right back. Okay, guys. So in the meantime, I want to give you guys an update. We're doing a private screening on Sundance Week. If you want to see the Pandemic Project documentary, the first 30 minutes, we're going to show the film. The trailer has won now 9 awards. Shout out to the Palm Springs International Film Festival. Thank you so much for making us a semifinalist and having us be part of your film festival. It's a huge honor as a first-time filmmaker. So thank you for that. And we'll know pretty soon about Tribeca, and we'll keep you posted as we move along. And I will be dropping the trailer for the international version, the second film, the Pandemic film, really soon. It was supposed to come out in the summer. pumping these things out, guys, and traveling and managing other businesses has been a challenge. So just bear with me. It's coming. What else? I feel like I should give you guys an update. All right. Johnny's back.
Okay.
Okay, that's better.
Okay, cool.
Don't move anything,
sorry,
Johnny.
About that, Mom.
Do not be sorry. We're technical, you know? So go ahead. You were saying your best friend, you're starting off to intro.
Oh, so, you know, he wasn't my best friend. He's kind of like my best friend now. But anyway, I'll tell you about Demetrius Dubose. So we started a production company called Saturday Sun Productions to honor our fallen captain at Notre Dame, Demetrius Dubose. Demetrius was our captain in 1992, and he's an All-American, and went on to play in the NFL for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 4 years. He is an adventurous spirit, almost a mythological figure in many ways, an adventurer, kind, big-hearted gentleman, and he was murdered by the San Diego police on July 24th, 1999. He was shot 13 times, and his story just evaporated from the consciousness. But his story evaporated, they really did a number in eroding his humanity. And like so many other victims of racial injustice, they reconstructed the narrative around his death to make it seem like he was a drug-addled maniac who was attacking the police. Mm. And I do want to say, Demetrius did have his struggles. Many of us, after we're done playing sports. And I think, you know, it's a harrowing, lonely experience once the crowd stops roaring. And it's hard to find your place in the world. So Demetrius was searching for that. He was trying to be a pro beach volleyball at the time of his death, volleyball player at the time of his death. And, you know, it's a great American tragedy, his story.
Yeah.
And I'm dedicating my life to telling it. So, you know, we started Saturday Sun Productions around the time that Michael Brown's murder in Ferguson. And I started just researching all of the stuff that happened to Demetrius. The DA investigative report is, you know, I found it on the internet and I read it. And I couldn't believe what I was reading. Yes. You know, there are two civilian witnesses. Both say he was walking away and was shot in the back, and that the police continued to hold guns over his head as he laid on Mission Boulevard dying. Huh. And all of the other witnesses were either off-duty police officers or members of the San Diego military community. And they were able to just reconstruct this narrative, and the media, even our teammates, everyone just swallowed it and then let it go. But kind of through my own struggles and heartbreak, I was able to start researching and developing this story. And the first thing I did was reach out to Demetrius's family and get their permission. So,
wow. And, you know, we cover a lot of different startups. This one feels, you know, I mean, all of them are personal. This one is a matter of life and death. A lot of brands start from a need in the market. There is a need in the market to tell these stories and to find justice for the family and for Demetrius and for the community. So, you know, startups can start in all different ways. And your dedication and, you know, being who you are and how you show up in the world, having heroes like you tell, you know, these people, persons of color stories, you know, it helps move the conversation because, you know, listen, let's be honest. You don't have to do this. You know, your life is pretty good, right? I mean, you're not going to have to really worry about getting shot by the police. Let's have that conversation.
Well, you know, Mo, right? First of all, I'm far from a hero.
I think he froze, guys. I hate that. I hate that, but that's what it is with technical stuff. He's going to come back. That's Johnny Corus speaking about Justice for Demetrius. It's talking about launching a documentary film business just from a passionate place and from wanting to give his family justice. So Johnny will be back with us. And I think you can follow them, Justice for Demetrius, on Instagram. And and check out the backstory on that. And yeah, that's not far from where I'm at. You know, San Diego in 99, you know, it still happens, even though we're pretty good out here. It still happens in the West. It's not just a Southern thing. It happens all around America. So hopefully we can get him back on the line so he can share his vision for the film. But I know that they've made some progress this year. And I believe there is a YouTube link that you guys can see a sizzle of his project. Just type in Justice for Demetrius on YouTube. And while you're at it, check out my sizzle reel for Justice for Jackie. All right. Justice, the number four, Jackie. Hopefully we can get Johnny back. If not, we can definitely have him come back again. Okay, here he is, okay. Johnny. All right, we're going to beat this.
Okay, I'm really sorry about that, Mo.
No problem.
Where we left off, you know, you referred to me as a hero, and I just want to clarify something. You know, I've been beset by some of the same struggles that Demetrius had. So I've struggled with addiction. I've struggled with depression. I've struggled with a huge gaping hole in my heart and tried to replace it with everything you can imagine. Drugs, alcohol, rock and roll, women. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger the more I tried. And Demetrius never had a chance to turn his life around completely. He was on the verge of doing that during his untimely death. But, you know, this quote unquote startup, Saturday Sun Productions, I mean, let me tell you, it's been 8 years. And without the help of John Quinn, our editor and videographer, he spent 800 hours editing this.
Wow.
It's insane. And without Claudia Kennedy, who was Demetrius's roommate in San Diego, who loved him dearly and like does so much behind the scenes to make this happen. And I would be really remiss if I didn't mention Sanaya Benson as well, who's our mutual really dear friend. And, you know, Sanaya lost her son, Christopher, aka Chipmunk, a week ago.
Yes.
And I look and I think, you know, there's just such a fine line between life and death. It's a miracle to even be here for me. And a lot of the reason I'm here is because of the color of my skin. Let's not get it twisted. I have had my encounters and gotten away.
Yeah. That's the conversation that we have to have. And I think your film and being who you are is creating that dialogue. I want to see this film make it all the way. I think we're kind of running parallel together with our projects and our passion for them. You've been doing yours a lot longer. You and your team, Claudia, and your editor, what was his name?
John Quinn.
John Quinn have been doing this, and Sanaya. So when you do get on the red carpet and you do get your film in the film festivals, what's the takeaway for people? What do you want them to know about the film? What's the message?
The message is about the frailty of our human existence and what it means. Demetrius is an all-American story. He's a gentleman who came from working class background. He comes from a family that really got together around him. And he was the golden child of that family. And there are other people, though, that were great athletes in his family. But Demetrius had it all. He graduated from Notre Dame in 3.5 years with 2 degrees.
Wow.
He was brilliant. And he was unique. What I want people to take away, though, and I really, this is a film as much for the people that we played with and the people who played in the NFL and people of color. It's for the children, because what the children are facing right now in our world, they are going to have to be stronger than all of our generations combined. Ooh. And Demetrius's story is a warning, a tale of warning, of how fragile this existence is. If this could happen to Demetrius Dubose, who is the captain of the Notre Dame football team, who was an All-American, who was a second-round NFL draft pick, it could happen to anyone. So it's for the fathers and the mothers and the sons and the daughters. It's a reminder to hug your children tightly and to remind them of this fragile existence that's called humanity.
Yeah.
And Demetrius is our modern day Emmett Till.
Wow.
He was interviewed by a professor of African American studies at Ohio State, and he compared Demetrius' story to Emmett Till's story. Demetrius' story is totally forgotten. And when the film is shown, and when the pictures of Demetrius's bullet-riddled body are seen, people will have no doubt. And the one beautiful thing that's happening right now in my life because of Demetrius Dubose is I have a huge community of people that I never knew before that loved Demetrius. We have this common love for this man. Mm. But recently, the gentleman who called the police on Demetrius, who discovered him in his apartment, is connected. He's found me through the reporter from the San Diego Union-Tribune and the Los Angeles Times. He found me, and we talk on a weekly basis. And he has been haunted. His name is Charles Flynn. He actually had to move to London to get away from this madness. But for 23 years, he has been haunted by this.
Wow.
And once his story is told about what really happened that day, and once Rita Yonker, once people know her version of events, these are civilians. They had no stake in this game. And Charles called the police on Demetrius. Once they hear what really happened, it's going to be shocking. I can tell you that.
Wow. And
I want to use this story, though, rather than people setting the theater on fire with anger. I want people to be able to give pause. And it's my dream to take the profits of this film and to put it into the community with the Demetrius Dubose Memorial Foundation, and to get members of law enforcement and people of color in the same room, seeing each other as human beings and starting to have open dialogue about what it means to be Black in America, what it means to be a cop in America.
Mm.
I mean, the only way any of this will ever change just a little bit is if we start seeing the humanity within one another. And Demetrius is the one story that I know can do that.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, when I talk about him and Michael Husted, who is his best friend, who is the kicker on the Buccaneers, he and I have become really good friends over this. You know, he told me, he signed off one day, he said, "Demo forever." And Demo is Demetrius's nickname. And, you know, that is the dream, that the school children will know the name of Demetrius Dubose, just like they know the names of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin.
And Jacqueline Sawyers, justice for Jackie as well. Jacqueline Sawyers as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know, I think that this is really, really something that it's kind of one of those things, like, if you don't address it, it's just going to keep happening. And there's a really important documentary that I think everyone that's in this conversation should see. It's called Who We Are. And it's on Netflix, and it's a professor, and he is also a lawyer, and he's giving a talk, but he lays it out for you in legal terms, and he shows you the evidence, how we started, how we got to where we are, and what we need to do to de-escalate and diffuse. And the Puyallup Tribe of Indians, shout out to the Puyallup Tribe of Indians in Tacoma, Washington, which was Jacqueline Sawyer's Indian tribe. They put together 940, which was the first de-escalate initiative, and it passed. And now California has adopted it. So it gives training and techniques to help cops de-escalate. So, you know, we have to get more things moving to train people and show them how to police us, because we pay the bills. We, the people, are asking you to police us, but you have to do it in a humane way, because we want them to go home to their families and be whole as well. So I think that your work is going to push that forward. We're not going to let his name stop. We're not going to forget him here at the Startup with Monique LeRae. We're going to keep talking about this, and we're going to push you for updates. I want to know when you're going to submit the trailer to the film festivals. Can you give us a timeline? I'm going to push you a little, Johnny. Do we have an update on that? Oh, we're having technical issues, guys. Oh, I hate that. All right. Well, that was Johnny Kors. Justice for Demetrius. We're going to talk more about it. But yes, if you are looking to start a small business around film and production documentary, Johnny's someone that you could speak to. I'm someone that you could speak to. If you have an idea, if you have a story, if you have a passion project, just start. You don't have to know the whole way. Johnny, we need a timeline. When are you going to submit the trailer? When can we see you moving about the film festival space?
Well, we can. I don't know when we'll submit the trailer. Right now, we are finalizing the assembly edit. We have over 50 minutes slotted right now. So John is, you know, like myself, John has a full-time job.
Right. In addition
to doing this, right?
Right.
And, you know, we chip away at it like Shawshank Redemption when it's trying to break out. You know, that's how we're making this, one little bit at a time.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do before the end of the year is we're going to either A, have our own 501c3 that started in Demetrius's name, or we are going to join hands with the DeBose family, who really, I consider them like my second family. I talk to Jackie, Demetrius's mom, on a weekly basis. His first cousin, Jerry Jordan, is, you know, he calls me his nephew, and I love his whole family. Chrissy Thomas, his aunt, who is the matriarch of the family. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. So I would like to align with them, and I would like to raise the remaining money in order to pay John what he needs in order to make this his top one priority and really expedite the process. Once that happens, I see it, you know, around Thanksgiving time next year, I want everyone in the world to be able to see this movie. But the vision right now is to be in Seattle and have a private screening sometime in the late summer, early fall of next year. And then we'll go from each month, we'll go to, or each week after Seattle, we will go to Tampa where he played. We'll go to South Bend where he played. We'll go to San Diego where he died. And then whether it's a streaming service, and it's a docu-series, or whether it's on the festival circuit, we'll go from there. But I want his family to be the first people to see that, and his Seattle family to be the first people to see this, and then we'll go from there. But it's coming along. It's beautiful. But I do want to get Charles Flynn, the man that called the police, to be a part of it. So there's another interview now that we have to add that we didn't anticipate having. But beyond
that's going to be a beautiful piece for the story. Going to be so important. So it sounds like you need some capital to finish it, and you're being thoughtful, you're going with the family, and you're going with the flow of the story. So I'm going to hold you to it. Summertime, before summertime, we're going to have you back here. I'm going to push you a little bit because I want to see you, you know, hit the bricks with this. And is there a GoFundMe, or is there an arm where people can show their love financially to help support?
Thank you for that, Mo. Yes. If you go to our website, Saturday Sun Productions, and that's Sun.
Saturday Sun Productions. All right. We're getting stuck here, but SaturdaySunProductions.com, you guys, you can show your love there for Christmas if you have some write-offs you need to do. It's a beautiful story that's going to be told. We're going to make it happen. Thank you, Johnny, for coming on. Thank you, everyone that was on the show. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, but that's our life right now, right? That's what we do here. We'll have him back on. And Johnny, thank you so much. That's all right. Give the website one more time, Johnny.
SaturdaySunProductions.com. There is a donate tab on Saturday Sun Productions. That's SaturdaySunProductions.com.
Well, it's good to see you smiling. Keep up the good work. And I know that you're going to get an angel investor. I know you're going to get this done. Shout out to the family. Happy holidays. Thank you for the work you do. You are a hero, whether or not you know it, making this something that you're focusing on. Thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you for having me on, Mo. And thanks for everything that you do, too. Telling Jackie's story like you have it. You had a beautiful documentary. And if we could make ours to any level close to yours, it'll be a huge success. So thank you so much.
Well, you inspire me, and you're welcome. And we're running parallel with each other, friends. So it's going to get done.
Okay.
Lots of love to his family and to yours. And we're going to check up with you soon, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Mo.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. All right, you guys. That's it for the show. See you guys next Sunday. I have a good show next Sunday. It's going to be a good one. So as always, and I ask you this every week, what will you start up today? We'll see you next weekend. Bye, guys.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.